Hi, I'm the Tale Weaver Omar, and DM here at A Tale of D20s Network.
Hi, I'm Zektown, and I am the DM here at A Tale of D20s Network.
Zek, you know I am the dungeon master for the drama-fueled, anime-inspired fantasy epic Descent into the Void, right?
Yes, but Omar, you know I am the dungeon master for the comedy-riddled, trope-smashing fantasy epic The Natural Ones.
I guess both of them are perfect shows for a tabletop podcasting network.
It's a good thing that people can find us at atale of d20s.com then.
Yeah. You can also find us on Twitter at atale of d20s. That's at ATALEOFD20S. atale of d20s.
And you can find each show on Twitter at the Nat Ones Cast at THENAT1SCAST, the Nat Ones Cast, or Descent Void at DESCENTVOID, Descent Void on Twitter.
So, if you want thrilling drama,
or a side splitting comedy, A Tale of D20s has you covered.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting chapter of Duran the Shattered, where we go on the adventure to see what's happening with Duran broken into multiple pieces. So let's remove the bookmark and continue our story. So, last time, Duran, you were floating through the ethereal, or more so, the ley lines, just the pool of arcane energy that goes throughout the multiplane. There you have made a deal with Hypnos, and he is guiding you, as you are going to become his champion once you are pieced back together again, and aiding him in his own endeavors. He will guide you throughout this dreamlike world. And so, one part of you, existing somewhere inside of Duskhaven, floated toward Shivrin, and there you met with a familiar face, Kaijin, who's also in this dreamlike world, and maybe not a servant, but works for Hypnos. He revealed that he's doing things himself, and that's why he was not able to return to his body quite yet. Though it is time for you to return, and he had an ally. And so he guided you throughout this weird dreamlike world until you were met upon another familiar face. That of the face of the bald-headed, painted like a skeleton with white markings across her face. Druid of dreams, Jade. Duran de Gil, it's a pleasure to see you again.
This can't be. Jade, what are you doing here?
Oh, you know I tend to go in and out of the dream world. I am a circle of dreams, after all. Druid. And I knew that I would be seeing you sometime soon. How goes it? And she kind of chuckles to herself. Not well if I'm meeting you here.
Yes, it was during a battle. King and Cal, they were in danger, and I couldn't let something happen to King again. I leapt to him to try to protect him, to shield him from what I thought could destroy him. And I found myself here. I've ran into a creature, a Hypnos, he calls himself. And Kaijin, Jade, can you get me home?
Calm down, Duran. And that was no creature. That was the god. The Aegis Hypnos, ruler of dreams, and my personal patron. Hush now. I'll be able to see what I need. just by touching here. And as she does so, she takes her finger and touches your skull. When she does, you experience everything again, everything you just explained, and on top of everything you experience up until the point of meeting Jade, and she releases herself from you. Oh, you have been through quite a lot. Shattered into pieces. They need to become whole again. I can guide you to where you need to be. Hypnos has given me a portent to let me know exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there. Oh, but the journey is tough. And will you truly want to be who you are now once you're back together again?
You speak in riddles, Jade. None of these tell me how to get home.
You're right. You'll find the answers sooner or later. Come, we have much ground to make to get there in time. And she begins walking just off into the ethereal. Then she turns around and beckons you to follow her. Do you follow?
Absolutely.
All right, so the both of you begin walking, seems like hours. She stops for moments, looks around, and then continues walking. And you get the feeling, at least that the way she's presenting it, that she might be lost. You get a little worried.
You do know where you're going, right, Jade?
Oh, yes, dear Anne. I know exactly where I'm going. Let me consult the bones. And she goes into her pocket, pulling out what seems to be some effigies and bone knuckles that she tosses onto the ground. Right. There. This way. She scoops it back up, putting it back into a bag, slipping into her tunic. Down here. As you continue walking and following her for about another 10 minutes, the area that was... Everything's kind of bright and gray and cloudy, but eventually, and it's a stark contrast, it ends and just becomes darkness. That is where you need to be. Continue going forward, no matter what you experience, Durandy Gill. Keep your eyes straight. Do not wean off. You are stepping into a darkness, a territory that pierces the veil and appears even here in the dream world. What you seek is up ahead, and will meet you there, as long as you stay the path.
Wait, Jade, this is all so much for me, and you can go back. Is there any way you can go back and deliver a message for me?
It depends on who and where, and what's the message. But for you, I can try.
King.
Your love for him is strong. I feel it in ya.
Can you tell him that I'm trying to come home?
I feel your friends are behind dark shores, deep within the darkness. But old Jade has her tricks.
Can you help them?
I can. Hypnos wishes to see that they succeed as well. You may or may not know this, but there are dark forces working beyond your imagination. Remember what I told you. One will wield the weapon for greatness, and the other will slash and destroy all that we know. There's a touch of destiny upon you. Which one, I wonder? I'll help your friends as much as I can. But you need to help them. They need you, Duran. Without you, they are broken. As an interloper takes your place and slowly cements itself in her.
What do you mean?
Oh, I say too much. Go. Be strong. Do not stray from the path. Hypnos will guide you. Now she says that. Before you get to say anything else, she fades away, stepping backwards.
Jade, no, I... Damn
it. Goodbye, Duran. Fades away. So it was just you and about a couple hundred feet in front of you. A looming darkness that you were told to work towards. What would you like to do?
I wish King was here. I'm so scared. No. Must keep moving forward. Dremel walk that path, the dark path that Jade set before him.
All right. So, Duran, you begin walking down, finally leaving the lit gray area of whatever space that you've been traveling through, entering in a stark contrast of darkness. Any feeling of warmth that you had, if you had it, it's gone. You feel emptiness, a darkness that has no end, a seepless void, and you continue walking through. As you walk, time slips through your fingers. It's been you walking on days, weeks, months, years, you don't even know anymore. As you keep walking down this path, off in the distance you hear a,
help!
And another, Horatio! More and more of familiar voices. Minako, you all right? And you recognize the voices of your allies in pain. They sound close. Do you wish to go towards that? Do you hear towards your left them crying out, help! Like they're in battle.
Will going to the left take me off the path Jade told Duran to take?
Yes, it will.
I believe in you. I believe in you. You are strong. You all can fight without me. Just for a little bit. Duran continues on the path directly in front of him.
Okay. Ignoring the sounds of their pain, you hear the splashing of water. You hear Minako scream in pain. Them calling out for her, yet you continue walking forward. Time passes, or doesn't. You're not sure how long it's been, but you continue walking throughout that darkness until you hear,
I can do this. Keep it together, King. Keep it together.
And you hear the sounds of King in pain. And then more shouts of him crying. You hear him shouting out, Duran! In anger. Duran! You hear him calling your name in pain. Duran! You hear anger in his voice. And that's all you hear. And you hear him just calling out in all these different tones. To the right. Do you continue to go towards him? Or do you stay the path?
Duran hesitates for a moment. He listens to see if he hears King's voice again.
You stay there for a moment. After the last time fades away, you just hear the sound of King's voice in pain. You hear him mention something about his scar, sacrifice, like he's talking to someone, but you can't quite make it out. Who is he talking to? No, tell him to stop. You hear him say, I'll do it then. And your heart drops. Until eventually you hear no more. Do you continue to go to the voice, or do you stay the path?
Duran starts running along the path.
Okay. As you start running and running and running, you still hear more sounds of battle, of your friends, in heated arguments. Emotions are running wild, and you just keep running and running. Until eventually, off in the distance, you hear a shattering sound. Shh. Looking over to that, there's a light in the distance. Roll me a perception check.
29.
You look off, see a shattering of some type of magic. You don't understand magic well enough to know what it is, but there's definitely an energy. And after the second sound of a shatter, you look over and see, is that Cal? You see Cal reach out, touching some type of arcane symbol, sphere, magic, whatever it is, before he gets, you see him look over towards you, and he gets sucked back in the distance, disappearing once again, and you're left alone. And there's just a small light at the end of the darkness, in the direction where came from. And it seems to be still along the path that you've been walking.
Dran's gonna sprint in that direction.
Okay. You start to run faster and faster, running, hoping to see Cal once again as you go. The light gets brighter and brighter until it completely encompasses your vision. Everything goes blank. The darkness shifted away, and you're alone. But the feeling of dread is not there anymore. There's a warmth, a comforting warmth. Looking around you, there seems to be a vision, some type of image appear in the whiteness. It looks like a cave, a fiery cave. It gets bigger and brighter until you see yourself. Until the entire surrounding, the environment becomes hot, molten. There's lava, bloop, bloop, bloop. bubbling around you. You see that there are chains hanging across, gigantic chains from the left of you, from the right of you. You can't move. You can barely think. And then you just can feel. You feel hot, humid breath on your back. Unable to move. You hair stands on edge. And you hear doosh, doosh as a humongous demon with red, thorny skin, demonic face with two large horns, its body 20 feet, 30 feet long. It's almost gargantuan in size, taking up most of this cavern of lava that you're in, and you recognize the familiar visage of Enceladus as he steps and walks out of a tunnel and continues walking his way up. And that is where we'll end Duran the Shattered.
Oh my.
Thank you, Adam, for joining us on yet another edition of Duran the Shattered.
Thank you for having me, Dungeon Master, and thank you, listeners.
As always, we love you guys. From the first chapter to the last page, be kind to one another, and we'll catch you next time. Goodbye now.